From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Lynn Neary. There are fewer than 36 hours left for Congress to avert a partial government shutdown. Yes, we're talking about a shutdown again. A temporary spending measure runs out Friday at midnight, so Congress needs to act before then. And that's just one of several major items on the agenda before Christmas. NPR's Tamara Keith joins me now from Capitol Hill to give us an update. Hi, Tamara. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Lynn.
Well, let's start with the spending bill. Is Congress looking to do another temporary measure, or do they actually have a spending plan that could last the entire year until October?
The most likely course of action at this point appears to be that they will vote on a $1 trillion omnibus, or some are calling it a megabus, appropriations package. This would pay for the government through October. But this week, it did hit a snag. Senate Democrats and the White House are holding up the package because they don't want the House to be able to pass the spending package and then go home without also passing a bunch of other end-of-year measures that are a priority for the president.
And that, you're talking about the payroll tax holiday extension, the extension of unemployment benefits.
And a number of other things. And all of those issues have really been at the heart of the fight over the last couple of weeks between Democrats and Republicans. It's been raging. Democrats have tried to pay for the payroll tax extension with a so-called millionaire surtax, and Republicans objected to that and instead tried to pay for it with a big cut to the federal workforce, among other things. That was all in the Senate earlier this week. The House weighed in and passed a bill that Democrats really don't like, and it would have extended the payroll tax holiday but cut unemployment benefits nearly in half, and then would have also forced the president to act on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Then Republicans said that if Democrats in the Senate didn't act, then it would be all the Senate's fault and all Democrats' fault.
And on and on and on. I mean, and once again, this is a lot of political posturing, isn't it?
Well, it's all part of the gamesmanship of Congress, you know, heighten the drama, accuse the other party of favoring millionaires over hardworking Americans, say the other guy cares more about appeasing environmentalists than creating jobs, you know, try to win some political points, take votes so that you can tell the party faithful you tried, and then ultimately, generally, they do find a compromise. This week and for the last couple of weeks, it's really just looked like a circular firing squad here until last night into this morning.
And then what happened?
Democrats made it clear that they were willing to drop the millionaire surtax, and Republicans seemed to soften their positions, too. For instance, there was a press conference this morning with House Speaker John Boehner, and he was asked if the Keystone XL pipeline had to be in the final deal. So it was basically an opportunity for him to draw a line in the sand. And he didn't do it. He said it was important, but he didn't draw any hard lines. And I want to play a couple of clips for you. The first is Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
What we're going to try to do during the next few hours is try to work toward resolving some of the outstanding issues.
And that was him on the Senate floor this morning. And he was immediately followed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And between the two of them, I mean, they haven't sounded this conciliatory in ages.
And we are working hard to figure a way to resolve the remaining differences on the payroll tax extension and the related issues that are important to both sides. And we're confident and optimistic we'll be able to resolve both on a bipartisan basis.
But, Tamara, as we've said, there are only a few hours remaining or before the government would have to shut down. So what happens if they can't come together?
So they've got 30 or so hours, and if they don't get it all figured out soon, they'll be under a ton of pressure to pass a temporary extension to keep the government funded for a few more days so they can battle it out on these last few issues. But there's also something called Thursday magic. Mm-hmm. And it happens almost every week where it seems like there's so much to do and there's no way they're going to get it done. And then the draw of home just hits them and they're like, wow, it's Thursday. And magical things happen. Deals happen. And if you think Thursday is magical, try Christmas or Hanukkah. They get to go home for the holidays when this is over.
Magic on Capitol Hill. That's quite a concept, Tamara. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
NPR's Tamara Keith joining us from Capitol Hill.